This is HPR episode 2832 entitled, How I Got Started in Linux, and is part of the series, How I Found Linux. It is hosted by first-time host Shannon Wright, and is about 3 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a very brief introduction on what got me into using Linux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Shannon Wright. I have been using Linux for several years now. I started using it back in 2008 when I had just left another company where I was working strictly in Windows, the Windows system, Microsoft Office, Microsoft Outlook, Exchange Server. I performed technical support for those applications. So when I moved out of that position and into another role, I was working at a company that had a lot of Linux servers on the back end. Most of those were running Red Hat Linux, and I took on the role of taking over an application that was running on these Linux servers. So I had to start learning more and more about Linux at that time. I learned that it was very powerful. I really enjoyed the technical aspect of it. So I, at that point, started using and installing Linux at home. I started with Ubuntu. I tried Fedora, Crunchbang, several different others that I wanted to try, just looking at the different flavors and what I liked and didn't like about the different ones. Found out that it's very powerful, really enjoyed having to go down into the command line to do some commands. Not all commands you have to do the command line with. There are several that have a UI for them, which is very nice for, especially for beginners. But I really like the technical aspect of it, being able to go down and properly format my syntax to pull up different information, run different commands. It was very fun. I really enjoyed it. I have been using it since 2008. I have several machines at home. Most of them run Linux, some form or fashion. Most are running Ubuntu. That's the one I've been on probably the longest, with the different versions and upgrades over the years. Very interesting operating system, very powerful. Yes, there are some people that talk about you can't do everything that you can do in Windows in Linux, a lot around gaming, which I understand. I'm not a big gamer, so that really didn't affect me. I've been able to use different applications for replacements for Windows. I use LibreOffice for my Office suite as opposed to Microsoft Office. I also use something called Wine to be able to play some Windows applications or games that can run on Linux. That's about it for now. Just wanted to give a brief introduction on my background with Linux, where I've been at, what I'm doing now. Hope this has been helpful. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.